So we are in our sixth and our final objective. God's grace transforms because it supplies. God's grace transforms because it supplies. The subtitle for tonight's message is this: Try Grace. Try Grace. Turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. We're going to be in Galatians chapter 2. God's grace transforms because it supplies. What does that word supply mean? Supply means to furnish what is lacking. To furnish what is lacking. Supply also means to make available something that is needed. It means to make available something that is needed. God's grace transforms because it supplies. And when you consider this definition of supply, to furnish what is lacking and to make available something that is needed, this definition sums up everything that we have learned about grace. Grace supplies because through grace, God has made available to us everything that we need. From the beginning to the end. Everything that we need for this life and the life that is to come. How did it start? Where did it start? Well, it started when we were dead in trespasses and sins. It started when we were alienated from God and shut off from the life that is in Him. It started when we were living in ignorance. The scripture talks about ignorance as willful blindness. I willingly closed my eyes to what I should have been able to see. And we were dead in trespasses and sins, alienated from God, shut off from the life that was in Him. We were on our way to hell. And there was nothing and no one that could stop us. So the first thing that we needed was we needed to be rescued. Amen. If we weren't rescued, nothing else was going to matter in life. So grace made rescue available. God showed us kindness that we did not deserve. What did He do? Well, the first thing He did is He sent His only begotten Son, the only Son that He had, His beloved Son, to die for us. And He did it while we were in our sins. That's grace. That is kindness that is undeserved. And after He sent His Son to die for us, He sent then the Holy Spirit to pursue us. And the Holy Spirit pursued us relentlessly. He took the blinders off of our eyes, caused us to see our need. If you think back to when you gave your life to Christ, think of those things that were going on in your heart and your mind. You know, if you heard this voice that said, "You on your way to hell," that was the Holy Spirit speaking. When we heard that voice that said, "You need Jesus," that was the Holy Spirit speaking. The Holy Spirit took the blinders off, caused us to see our need, and caused us to understand that Jesus was the answer. Many of us heard Jesus preach time and time again, and we just didn't understand. Amen. But one day, the Holy Spirit made us to understand. One day we understood what the cross really meant. One day we understood that the cross was for us out of God's love. And so the Holy Spirit showed us that Jesus is the answer. And then He urged us forward, pushed us up out of our seat, urged us to trust in a holy God. That's grace. Not only did that happen, Jesus gave His life, the Holy Spirit pursued us, but all while this was happening, the Father patiently waited. He waited for us to yield. That's why we started this series by saying that, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Church, grace supplies salvation. That's the first thing that it supplied. Salvation, because that's the first thing that we had need of. But then we also had need of freedom. See, after we were saved, we found ourselves trapped in an unproductive way of life. And all of us can look back to areas of our life and realize there were some things that were handed down to us. Unproductive ways of living. Dead-end ways of living that were handed down to us. And before we gave our life to Christ, we tried time and time again to escape that way of living, only to be pulled back. And many of us, if we remember when we were younger, we said, I'm not ever going to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm not ever going to live like this, that, or the other. But the older we got, the more we found ourselves living the way that was handed down to us. So we needed freedom. We needed freedom from dead-end living, and grace made freedom available. Grace offered us what we could not gain on our own. That is sanctification. See, God was kind to us in a way that we did not deserve. Because after he saved us, he put his Spirit in us. And now the Holy Spirit dwelling in us is our helper. He is our helper, church. The Holy Spirit teaches us. He teaches us that there's a better way to live. The Holy Spirit teaches us what is pleasing to God. And the Holy Spirit teaches us to flee unrighteousness. Those are things that we never knew on our own. He is our helper. He teaches us and he reminds us. He reminds us of who God is. That God is not accepting of sin. He reminds us of what God has done in saving us. And he reminds us who we are. You belong to the Most High God. So you can't do what you want to do. You have to live a life for him. He teaches us, he reminds us, and he directs us. That is, he gives us wisdom. Yes. Holy Spirit gives us wisdom and instructions for our lives. He tells us how to live our lives and what to do. And when we get off course, he corrects us. He is always directing us in the way of righteousness. He teaches, he reminds, he directs, and he empowers us. That is, he enables us to separate from sin. He enables us to live a righteous and a holy life. And he enables us to stay on course. The only reason that any of us stay on course, it is the Holy Spirit. That's the only reason. The Holy Spirit keeps us on course. So grace supplies salvation. But then grace supplies sanctification. So through grace, we can live as we are. And as we think about that, we might say, well, that's real good. That God saved us, separated us from sin, and now I can live a holy life, a righteous life, a productive life. But then the question comes, but how do I overcome all of my weaknesses? See, sometimes we realize that we are our own worst enemy. Because as much as we love God, we have significant weaknesses and limitations. Amen. And all those weaknesses and limitations are just waiting to get the best of us. Yes. And to do us in. So we need strength beyond the strength that we possess. Yes. And grace makes strength available. See, we need to understand that Jesus, our Savior, out of his kindness, made a simple promise to us. He said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, my strength is enough for you. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. No matter how great your weakness is, my strength is enough to overcome it. That is the promise that he made. So grace, it not only supplies salvation, it not only supplies sanctification, grace supplies strength. It gives us the strength that we need to make it in life. But even after all of that is over, there are still other things that we need. We need to be sustained. sustained through trials and tribulations of life. Because trials, tribulation, and suffering have one real effect on all of us. Amen. Makes you want to give up.
Amen.
That's what trials do. That's what suffering does. It makes you want to give up. And yet we learn in this series, and we were given an assurance that if we remain fixed in Jesus, that he wouldn't just strengthen us, he would sustain us.
Yeah.
He would help us bear trials and tribulations. He would help us endure.
Amen.
Church, grace supplies sustaining power. And after all is said and done, when the new tests come our way, we can look at those situations not knowing how things are going to turn out. We can look at those situations and remain calm because we have had experiences with the grace of God. God's grace reminds us that he is faithful.
Amen.
So God's grace, think about all that it supplies. It supplies salvation. It supplies sanctification. It supplies strength. It supplies sustaining power. But grace supplies us with emotional and mental control.
Amen.
In other words, it settles us. Grace takes care of us from beginning to end. Grace gives us everything we need to live as we ought. Grace gives us everything we need to be victorious. Church, everything we need to live as we ought is available through grace. Everything that we need to be victorious is available through grace. But the question that each of us must ask as we bring this series to a close is, what will I do with the grace that God offers? That's the question that we must ask. See, God's grace supplies. It makes everything we need available to us. Now, that word available has a very interesting definition. Available means at hand. It means at hand. Available means present and ready for use. Present and ready for use. But how many of us know we don't always use what is at hand? Something can be available for us to use, and we just turn and go another way. We don't always use what is available, what is at hand. We don't always make use of what is present and ready for us. So the question is, am I going to allow grace to transform me? Am I going to be transformed by grace that is at hand, that is available? Or is grace going to remain at hand and I'm going to continue to do things my way? See, this is a very important question because we cannot mix the two. Oftentimes people try to do it. They try to mix grace and human effort. They want God to put grace on top of their human effort. But if we decide to do things our own way, what we are doing is turning away from grace. And when we turn away from grace, we are turning to something else. We are turning to weakness. We are turning to confusion. We are turning to distress. We are turning to frustration. And we are turning to failure. That's what happens if we turn away from grace, turn and do things our own way. You should be in Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. What is the book of Galatians all about? Paul wrote this epistle to churches in Galatia to address a serious problem. There was a group that had infiltrated the church.